I don't know if you can hear me, but I hope that you still do. Because this two-man bench is the fear me and you know to be true. This ain't a bar. There's no stools. What this is was made for two. I'm alone. Can you hear it? Or at least wondering. This kind of thing is the kind of thing that people call loneliness. The seat next to me is empty. And it sure is hard to talk to you if I don't know that you're there. So if I say the words I say to you, does it pass through more than air? Tight. Lungs in this Ziploc chest. Words that will stay sealed there even though I've tried my best to tell them to the empty seat beside me. I'm alone. Can you hear it? I'm sure Jake would sit down. And you're better than he. So if even State Farm is there, I'm questioning what it means to be a good neighbor. Won't you sit down? I know that dirty magazine I've been using to save the seat makes you wonder who it's for, but I promise it's for you. And I've been kicking it with my flesh, but I promise that we're through. I don't know if I've written enough poetry about wanting you here. To where I start living as if that was the case. Page after page laid in your place, you should read them sometime. And by sometime, I mean now. Or does thou only sit with the resolved? Because my hope that I'll submit this time seems to have dissolved, and empty seats scare me. No one had prepared me to think that I might actually wonder if you sit with sinners. At least the one whose skin hurts. From all the cheap shirts I've worn instead of my royal robes, trading my royal purple for this trash bag poncho fitting my recent habit of dumpster diving. The homeless don't smell as good as people make them out to. And that's why I doubt you would take out one of two spots next to this prince, insisting that his home address is Skid Row. But what's a beggar who's tired of begging? He's a man that's laid down on the bench because he knows he's alone. So maybe instead of the bench, I should give you the throne. Christ, I won't find you next to the trash that I own, but on the floor where I find my knees were made to atone. So you probably think it's cute when I tried to save the seat for you when Jesus already saved me. A spot next to yours. If you please, don't mind the cricks, and don't hate the cracks. I've got novice knees, and they bruise easy. They're still learning good form, but don't take it so hard on the JV leagues. Because the purple skin on these shaking knees somehow tells me that I'm home. I found a place for my knees, and a place for my groans.